This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Chelsea, near Boston, has by far the highest concentration of COVID cases in Massachusetts. Chelsea's a city of immigrants, many of whom are designated essential workers and have to go in. And many in Chelsea live in crowded places. WBUR reporter Simone Rios reports.
Chelsea is home to some 40,000 people, one of the most densely populated places in the state. And according to the ACLU of Massachusetts, 4 out of every 5 workers here are considered essential. Community leader Maria Belen Powers says Chelsea is the perfect storm for the coronavirus. When you say essential employees, she says, you're talking about most of the city's labor force. They work cleaning hospitals, in security and maintenance, and many don't speak English. One member of Chelsea's essential labor force is auto mechanic Joaquin Lush. In early April, he was laid up in a hospital with COVID-19, and I reached him by phone. I can't breathe, Lush says, but he improved and was released to the home he shares with 4 other people. The apartment downstairs was vacant, and the landlord let the rest of his family move in so Lush could isolate himself. That's a luxury many don't have in a city where housing prices have doubled over the last decade. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley represents Chelsea.
I talked to one family that was 12 people in one apartment. Obviously, if anyone is presenting symptoms, they cannot physically distance.
Pressley pushed for better demographic data in a bill recently signed by President Trump to understand the impact of the outbreak on communities like Chelsea.
It will direct more resources hand in glove with the race data collection so that we can do things like that, provide alternative housing so family members can quarantine.
Pressley says the government has failed to adequately report race data since her initiative passed. And she says better data is needed to address the disparities of this pandemic. In Chelsea, I'm Simone Rios for Marketplace.